Thanks for joining us for the Passion City Church DC podcast. This week, as we prepare our hearts for Above and Beyond Sunday, we wanted to bring you some of our favorite Jesus stories from this past year. These are stories of how God has used the generosity of our house to impact people's lives and eternities for the sake of the kingdom all over the world. This is Catherine's story.
I grew up going to church from a young age, but in kind of the shuffle of life, it got lost over the years. In my childhood, I experienced a lot of change, a lot of moving, communities changing a lot, and so I never experienced what it felt like to have that firm foundation of faith. And so without that, and without it being a personal relationship, it just didn't exist in my life, and there was a lot of space for me to figure it out myself. I remember sitting in church and thinking, like, do I belong here? Like, is this really for me personally? Does God really know me personally? And I think at that point, I was presented a faith that was fairly academic, and it wasn't as much about an intimate relationship. And so it was easy for it just to get lost in the shuffle. It took a lot of years until I really explored my faith in earnest for myself. And that wasn't until I went to the University of Georgia. And I decided, like, the first thing I was going to do was rush and join a sorority. I didn't know anybody, so I figured this was, like, how I was going to meet people. And I rushed and joined a sorority where my three best friends happened to be strong Christians. And I was just so drawn to them. They were so intentional, incredibly generous with their time. And it was really like this form of friendship I had never experienced before. Because of them and just a pure desire to be where they were, to hang out with them, I started to do the things that they did, like go to church or join a Bible study. And that really started kind of igniting this fire of questions and wanting to find answers to something I had never thought so deeply about before. I was learning a lot. I was going to church for the first time in years. I was experiencing Christian community, but it still was like when I was young and I was thinking, is this for me? I'm so interested in learning about it, but is this really a personal relationship where God knows me personally?
After graduating, Catherine returned to her hometown of Washington, D.C., a place where she had no Christian community.
I felt really alone. I felt untethered. And I just heard a lot of quiet is what I felt like in my faith. And it became really easy to start believing that that quiet was permanent or that it was real. Those days and nights were just spent thinking, should I make that step? Should I go to church this weekend? And every time just something stopping me or something in my brain saying, it's just not time, or maybe it's really not for you, or maybe it's not personal like you know it could be really. And those lies were really easy to believe. For a year, I really let myself listen to that.
In the midst of the silence, Catherine received a call from Nicole, her best friend from college. Nicole attended Passion City Church Cumberland and told Catherine that they would be planting a church in D.C.
I remember Nicole saying, like, this is not a coincidence that of all the places Passion City Church is planting, it's in D.C., it's where you live now. That is not for nothing. That has purpose. So she was on the phone with me, really encouraging me to look into it, to go to the vision night, to go to the first night, sign up for the emails so I would know when it was happening. And I did all those things. And so I was ready, like, to go to Passion once they planted. But the vision night on my calendar just kind of came and went, and I decided not to go. And it was just like any other night, as many other things just took hold of my time. I decided that I wasn't going to make it a priority.
Months after the vision night, Catherine decided that she was tired of waiting to go to church, so she went to a gathering at Passion City Church, D.C., and found a seat in the balcony, hoping to blend in.
I think that a lot of my struggling in my faith, I always associate with silence, because I just believe this lie that I wasn't hearing from God, that I was not close to Him, that He was not close to me. And when this gathering started at the Howard, I mean, I just did not hear silence anymore. Obviously, there was worship. Pastor Ben gave a great message. And at the end of it, he prayed for everybody who was there. And he was praying specifically for the people who were in the building who had not yet put their faith in Jesus, but who were ready. And he reminded everybody that we don't need to come to the cross perfect. We just need God. So just come. And if you've been waiting, don't wait anymore. And I just decided I was ready and I didn't want to wait anymore.
On Catherine's first Sunday at Passion City Church, D.C., sitting in a seat high up in the balcony, she put her faith in Jesus and went from death to life.
And I decided I was going to do it. And so it happened to coincide with my three best friends who were so instrumental in my early faith coming to D.C. just to visit for a weekend. But then when Pastor Ben made the call, I just squeezed their hands and I walked up to get a light bulb. And it was so special to me that they were there. I just really felt like God had this sweet moment for me where my faith journey had really been paved with all these people who just made an incredible difference in my community. And they walked me arm in arm to put the first light bulb into the cross wall. I think what I had always struggled with really throughout my entire life was this question of, can this be a personal relationship? Can this be something that's happening in my heart and not just my head? And the ways that God has revealed to me all these people in the community, whether it's in D.C. or whether it's in Atlanta, and how they helped plant the church in D.C., that all these people have come together for my faith, for my journey, it just reveals to me truly how personal it is, how well He knows me better than I know myself. It's incredible to see the way faithful people have really paved your faith journey and helped me get to the point where it was so easy to answer that question, does He know me personally? And the answer was yes, of course. Look at what He's done for you up to this point. And so it's never lost on me that the biggest thing that we can imagine, God can do it with everything I have, which is small, my talents or my time or my finances, the time I give to be a jewel holder. I just keep giving it because He can do so much more with it than I could ever imagine. But I know that God can do so much through one person's faith, and the wake of that just spreads to where we can't even really begin to understand it. Every story that a person can be brought from death to life has eternal impact, I feel like, because that happened to me.